Pure Ein Sein über Moskau verabredet, bei Zeitaufschnitt November 23, 1976, on Tuesday.
Thomas Rashi says, who is the man Doma who says, Ein Zike? Ein Zike? That is the Rabbonim forbidden himself. Rabbonim forbidden himself. So, the Meisel come, with the Mosik Shmuel, Shemeres Yom, Shikini Shoki, the Sachin, so, Rabbonim Seirim, in the Rabbonim Seirim, שאז מי שברביד המסיר אומרו, אמרים לי המתן עד שיעשה הכי חומייס. So in other words, if she is a שימר הסיוק, let's say, רובן, שימן and לוי, three brothers, רובן was married to רוחל, and רובן died. So, רוחל was מפלס before שימן and לוי. And then, after the death of רובן, so לוי was מקדש לאה. The sister of Rachel. So, Shemeres Yom, Shekidesh Yochel, Zachay, so, Mishim Rabbi Yidim, Seir, Omru, Eimrim Lei Hamtei, Ad Sheyaseh Achi Chomai. So we tell the Me'arei, Slevi, don't be Kenes, Leia, Lichupo, until Shimon. Shimon will either be Miyavim, or he'll be Chaylitz to Rachel. So Imri Maris, why not? Because he cannot be Kenes Leah Lechupo because he'll be Kenes Achis Kukose, because Rochel is the sister of Leah, is Kuko to him. Alright, so Rashi says, Pires Bikundres, that who is the Mandoma who says Ein Zike? That the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael says that that Levi cannot be Kenes Leo, Lechupo. But the Rabbanu Rabbim Seirah say that he can be Kenes. But he's Kenes, he would be Kenes. Achim Kukotei, because Rochel is Kukotei. So the answer is no. And you see, the Rabbanu say. Here the Kunda, the Rabbanu Rabbim Seirah, the Maisel Kamu, with the Posek Shmuel Kabidim Seirah, Doma Yizik, Michlau the Trigger Rabbanu. Because, alright, in the Haname, the Rabbanu Achim Kabidim Seirah. Whereas Rabbim Seirah says that Levi has to wait, he cannot be Kenes Leia Lechupo, and the Rabbonim say he can be Kenes, but what's the Raya, the reason as to why the Rabbonim say that Levi can be Kenes Leia Lechupo, is because he holds Ein Zike, maybe he also holds Yer Zike, but here he was Mikadish Leia, so Memele Rochel becomes Nachis Ishte, Nachis Ishte Nervo, so the Zike is Poka. So Abudim Seira goes so far as to say that the Zike is not Poka as a result of the Eiris that Levi made the Leah. But Rabbon Achelik, the Zike is Poka because because Leah is his wife, so Mela Rochel is Rachis Ishtei, so vis-a-vis Levi, the Zike in Rochel is Poka. How do we know that Rabbon hold Ein Zike? Because in Dilma Baal Nisab Rabon Adi Ezike, Vosom Shore, Velo Mitzrech Ala Hamti Ashi Yase, Ochiv Maise, until Shimon will be Miyab, Mishum Dikdushin Mavki Ezike, Do Choshe Bisev Oor, Do Rebeid Nekile, Hayid Rabi Yudem Seire Yechidoye, Vidai Kinan Dishmuel Chayish Lechidoye, Midi Posik Rabi Yudem Seire, Vamai Choshe Lechidoye, Vokamat Anoyim Sabre Adi Ezike, Viravashe Daich, Vistamasnis Nitek Nardachin, Vistamar Ashi Ezike, Vafilu Bitrayachim, So there are so many, so why do you say Yechidoye? Elo, Vadai Bahi, the Rebude, Vimzele, made a Kuvet out of Yushin Bakezike. So he's Yechidoye because in his Haloche, in Rebude, Vimzele's memory, that even the Gdushin that Levi made in Leia was not Mafkia de Zike, that Levi had no Roche. In that is Yechidoye. So Memele the Rabbonon could also agree that you're Zike, but the Zike is Poka. Vafil with Elevada, Vahid Rabbida, Mele Kulin, Al Dekru, Shin Baka Zike, Uvi Seif Shmaitin, Matzre Trey Mila, Di Shmuel, Ho Yoch Leimer, Vahid Ches. So the Gemara says that when Rabbida says that Shemeres Yom, Shemeso, is Asura Bimo, so it's not Rabbida's own memory, it's Rabbida Mishim Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, Kashe, but why did he have to say it twice? So, Omar Shmuel, why do you have to mention Omar Shmuel? Halachic Rabbi Yudah Mseira? So the Gemara makes it Tzrichas. All right. Oh, wie sich meint, was er trägt mir die Schmur, Joch Leimer. Ja, ich bin mir sicher, aber meine Bayi, der Jude, der Psyche, die Duschmarke ist sicher, aber da mach ich nach, ich gach. So, wenn mir die Kasche ist, so, why do we say, Leiche, Halloche, Kedivo, Eime, Rein, Sike, in Rache, Se, Drabono? Das will ihm sehen. Weil ich falsch. Dich, Kedivo, Eime, Rein, Sike, Heinrich Meier. Heinrich Meier, because then, die Gemorre, dafür Tres ist, der Fred Meier says, dass ein Sieg, dem kein Mai koma, Hanne Mille, Hava Mille, Hanne Mille betrei, vor Red Meier, bechad Nami koma, der ein Sieg. Und die Gemorre says, ולאימא הלוכה כדבריימא רזיקה, היא אבום הרוכה, אבל מיני הנה מילה ביטרי. אבל בחד יזיקה, בוטיב דגמורי has reference to רב מאיר, רב מאיר. So, says in so many words, that even if there is one יום, so it says זיקה, it cannot be made fair. The נדורים of the יוון. ורב מאיר בחד נעמי כל מדין זיקה, ולאק למימא נעמי דהיין רב ישוע דום היופר לאחות, ולוי לשניים. Because Rav Meir says that the Yovim cannot be made for the Nidorim of the Yivon even more Vechot, even if there is one Yovim. Rav Yeshua says, if there is one Yovim, then it can be made fair. But if there are two Yivonim, now. So we cannot say that when the Gemara says here in Zike, so the Gemara has reference to Rav Yeshua. So in Meir, the Gemara can say very well, the Gemara couldn't say Rav Hune. They could not say Halochek Dvoraim Erein Zike, because then I would say Hanem Mila Bitrei, because Rabbi Yeshua talks only of a case of two Yivonim, Abu Bechad Yezik. So, Lekel Min Amid Ahayin Rabbi Yeshua Lama Yalech Lashnayim, the first out there, Achim, make it Ruktai Yivonim Bamaima, Uplige Yimaima Keini Lav, V'yei Shleima, Dein Nira Lechalim, Mishim Dush. So in other words, so the question is, who is that man Doma that says Ein Zik? So Rashi says that it's the Rabbonim from Yidim Seire. So he says the Kashi, maybe Rabbonim from Yidim Seire only say there that he doesn't have to wait, leave, he does not have to wait with the Knisse Lechupe of Leia until Shimon will be Miyam. Because the Rabbonim, maybe the Rabbonim hold that the Kedushin that Levi made the Leia was Mafkir the Zikim. That Levi had Rochel. So Teisa says no, because Gemara assumes that we shouldn't be mechalik because of Dush. They need a mechalik mishim Dush. The Rav Yehi say the Korah liyichidoyah. So why does Rav Yehi say in Sechas Megillah say that Rav Yehuda ben Seira is liyichidoyah? If there is a reason to be mechalik between the case where there was Dush, no Dush. Some male and Rabbiudim say is not mechalik, all right, so it's Yechidoy. But if there is no reason to be mechalik, so in other words, so Rabbiudim say is just applying the principle of Yezike. So there are many Tanoim who say Yezik. Rabbiudim call Yechidoy, Kosova, the Kulik Tanoi is Sabre Inzik. We last leave Ravash. So Rabbiudim himself holds that all the other Tanoim who are Chelik and Rabbiudim say hold that Inzik. Not that yes, Zike, but the Kedushin is Machia Zik. The last little Ravash died was in the Lachen Yizim. Doch Name Pligali Hosso, the Chimash Machil, the Korah of Yisid, Mishish Nitzricho, Lord Itna, you want to Shemei, so with the Machiso, Babel Gav, the boy will mean that no Bishmait Yizik, El Rav Yisid, the boy will mean that those Lashmin and Yizik, Mishim de Sova, the Yizik and the Kulam. Alright, now, so Tesis is saying here, that According to our Gemore, so if yes, Zike, so even Gdushin is not Mafkir. Even Gdushin is not Mafkir, if yes, Zike. Now the question is, why shouldn't Gdushin be Mafkir? Why shouldn't Gdushin be Mafkir? I mean, this is, if there is Gdushin, the moment Levi is Mikadish Leia, the sister of Rochel, so Rochel becomes Achizishte, I mean, no one can deny that she becomes Achizishte. And it's Kamo Mishnes. Kamo Mishnes. That Achizishte is Mafkia Zike. Kamo Mishnes that Achizishte is Mafkia Zike. So how can we say, so the question is against Rabbi Yudim Seir himself. Why did Rabbi Yudim Seir say that he has to wait, Levi should be told by Pesach to wait until Shimon is Miyavim Rochel. Because if Levi will be Kenes Leah before Shimon is Miyavim Rochel, so then he'll be Kenes Achis Kosei. What kind of Achis is Kosei? What kind of Iskuka is she? She's Achis Ishtei Rochel. Achis Ishtei Rochel. So we have to understand Rabbi Yudim Seiras Din. Now let's see for a moment that Tesves Daf Yudches on the base. Shimeres Yovim Shekide Shochet Achis. So the first thing. Even he, the Dafke Kidei Shemr Mehamten Yeriso. Mishum di Bishas Nisuin, Nira Kineise Achis Fukosi. Kineise Achis Fukosi. Abol Yosok Vo, Shemishte Gmuro, Pokala Izikali Gamre, Vinzor Lamten Yeriso. So Teisa says that when was Rabbi Yudim Seira say, Emrili Hamtein, if he was just Niarisle, if Levi was just Niarisle, and he wasn't Neis Kenes HaLechupes yet. So then, Rabbi Yudim Seira holds that the Eresen of Leia is not Maftia the Zike, Nihon. But if Levi was already Kenes HaLechupes, so then, he can live with her. He can live with Leah. Why? Because since there was Nisuyin, so Nisuyin is Mafkiya Dizik. Nisuyin is Mafkiya Dizik. Now, so that we have to understand. I mean, what difference does it make? So that's not only Teisa Shite, that is also the Shite of the Rambam and the Rashi. The Rambam and the Rashi. So the Ritvo is Chelik. The Ritvo says that according to Rabbi Yudim Seira, so it's not only if he was just Niari Slayer, so Emuni Hamtein. Even if he was Nei Slayer, so it's also Emuni Hamtein. But most Rishonim, except for the ritual. So all the other Rishonim seem to agree with Tesis, Ramban, the Rashba, that Rabbi Yudim Seira only says, I'm paying if Levi was just Mi'aris Leia. But if Levi was Kenes Lechu, was Nesi Leia, so then the Nisuyin is certainly Mafkia. He is certainly Mafkia Dizi. Certainly Mafkia Dizi. Except for the ritual. Now, so we have to understand it. Now, if we are going to say, let's say, like Teisves, so it's still not Muchach, but I mean, then we can say that. Teisves Shite Dav Gimul at the time, we pointed out, I mean, anyway, many Achelim, Amidai from Teisves, that Teisves says, at the end of the first Teisves Dav Gimul Medalev, so Teisves says, Ubasishte, Heiche, Dinichlise Lechupo Belo Nivalo, Nira Levi Nechayev Albit. Aber gab der was ich wieder in Galik gesehen. Die Masch mal Bier, die Schwori und die Tolle Bier. Du ne Heim und Wasser nicht so sehen. Aber ein bisschen da nicht muss. Wenn Schwori immer dabei ist, alle will sehen. Wo, wir hatten ne Heim und Wasser nicht so sehen, ich muss hier wieder gut rest. Wir sind nicht wieder gesehen, die Masch war schon nicht so sehen. Kossa, ich muss was. Wem das? So, the Russian of Texas is, wo was ich stehe, ich kann nicht mehr so eine Kuppe, aber nur in die Wand. The implication being, that if it's not nicht mehr so eine Kuppe, so then, there is no Iser of Basishti. The Rambam Shite is to the contrary. The Rambam says in so many words that there is a Chi of Kores. And I mean that she is a Nervo. That in all these arayas of Grevis Ishtay, even without her, even there is Mrs. Besnan, there is Kores, I mean, depending on what kind of a Nervo it is, the Grevis Ishtay. So even without Chupo, just with Gush, all right. So, but Teisa Shite is mashma like that. Now I said at that time when I learned the Teisves will also agree that there is an Issa that I say even without Chupo. But in order to be that there should be Chayev, in other words, the Chiyuv, the ownership of the Arayas of Kreves Ishte. So that's only when it's Nichnis al Chupo. But if there is just Gush now, that's the issue. So Mimele, according to Teisa Shite, that, I mean, I'm only discussing the other, I mean the other, the other din. In other words, the team of Rabbi Yudem Seire will agree that in case he was Kenes Leyer Lechupe, if Levi was Kenes Leyer Lechupe, so then he does not have to be Mamtinim, because Nisuin is Mafkia Nizik. So why should there be, I mean, there's the second kashi. The first kashi is, why shouldn't the Kedushin itself be Mafkia? So, and the second kashi is, what's the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin? So, according to Teis Reshite, that Gimel Dalet, that there is no, the onshin of the Arayas of Kreves Ishte. So, whether it's Bas Ishte or Achis Ishte, it doesn't make a difference. It's only there is Nisuin. But if there is only Kedushin, so there is no Chiyuv Nisei, there is no Chiyuv Kores. So then we can understand, because the ZK is only Poka if she is an El. But if there is just the Nisa, the Raisei, love the Raisei, without the Inish of Kores, the Inish of Nisei, there's me. So then, it's not Mafkir the ZK. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yudim Emseira says, that Emel Hamtei, even though Levi was Mikadesh Leia, so Mimele Rochel becomes Achis Ishtei, but he only becomes Achis Arusosei, not Achis Nusosei. So then he will not be Chayev on Rochel until Leia is Nichneses Lechupe. So Mimele, she's not an Erbo. Not an Erbo, so it's not Mafkir Ezike. Mashenke, if he was already Kenes Lechupe, Leia. So then, if he will be Bo al Rochel, he'll be Chayev Kores because of Achis Ishtei, even according to Teitzves. So maybe it is Machkin. So that is alright, so we can say that only according to Teitzves Shite. But most Rishayim do not agree. Teitzves Shite is a very big Chiddush. So Teitzves Shite. So most Rishayim all agree with the Rambam that in all the Arayas of Kreves Ishtei, whether it's Bas Ishtei or Achis Ishtei, so it doesn't make any difference whether she's just Nur Reses or she's Nisur. So even if she was not Nichnes Lechupa, just Nur Reses, so he's Chayev Mishum Achis Ishtei, Mishum Bas Ishtei, all the Arayas of Kreves Ishtei. So then the question arises, so two questions. First of all, why do Teitzves and the Ramban and the Rashi? So say, that according to Rabbi Yudim Ben Seire, so the Kedushin itself is not Mafkia, and the Nisuin is Mafkia Nizike. What's the difference? Now let's see the Teitzves. Im Arid, the Teitzves, Daf Yitzchet Amud Beis. Shemeret Yom Shkir Shabbat Achim. Im Arid, Dafke, Kile Shem, Enoi Hamtei Loiso. Mishum Zerach Nisuin, Nira Kereisi Achim Kukotik. Avu, Nosok Roh. Shiniste Guro, Pokal Ezekiel Gamble, Vitzor Lahamtim Lee. Then Tesis says, Vidavke Kiddi. So the first thing that Tesis mentions is that according to Rabbi Yudim Seire, so Gdushin is not Mafkir Zike, but Nisuin is Mafkir Zike. Then Tesis says something else. Vidavke Kiddi Shachalifim. Vidavke Kiddi Shachalifim. Let's say, Ruvein, and Shimon and Levi are three brothers, and Ruvein was married to Rochel, then Ruvein died. And the Rochel was Nifeles before Shimon and Levi, and then after the death of Ruvein, Levi was Mikadesh Leah, the sister of Rochel. But suppose Levi was Mikadesh Leah, the sister of Rochel, before Ruvein died, and then Ruvein died. We have to keep shaking it with the Mukhala Chimit. The Kiddush Beinzerayim, the Mosek Alamese Ishtim to the Vettim, the Davi Yom Shuto Lesson of the Rutro, Abu in Kiddush Beheter. In other words, if Levi was Mikadesh Leah first, and then Ruvein died. Kedem Nifilin. Shalohi Sachar is Kotzim Shaz Dushin. It's all from people. That's another thing. So, we can explain that. In other words, the second Chiddush of Teitzves is explanatory of the first Chiddush of Teitzves. Or the Chiddush of Teitzves. Now, we mentioned, I think, more than once, the machlekes between Rashi and Teisves in Yevomes Daf Mem Tes, the connection of the sugi of Amar Abaye, Hakel Meidin Bibo Al Anide Val Aseite, Shenavlad Mamzer, Nide Dotafse Begdush, Shenemar Iti Nidosolo, Afil Bishas Nidoso Tafse Begdush. say the name of the Tavsim Kedushin. So even Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Kedushin takes him Chayav Olam, so one would be tempted to assume that, as in the Poshut, that if someone is Mikadosh Seita, let's say she was Mizane, and then he divorced her, and she was Mizane, so the husband divorced her, as he's supposed to do, as he's supposed to do Alpidim, and he divorced her, and then he was Mikadosh again. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kedushin is taken. Why? So Rashi says, why? So he says, the Tavsir Kedushin Lisho Da'at Lachash Hazin, so we talk about the Kedushin of Hashem. Because we see that the Torah says in so many words that when an Ishishi, she commits adultery, so he has to divorce her. So he has to divorce her. Apparently, obviously, without a divorce, she's not Muteres Lavan. But if we are to assume that according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Kedushin takes in the Chayav Olam, so this halacha applies even to Seita too, like all other Chayav Olam. So why does she need a get? If she was Nizane, so she becomes Asura, Yuch Bailo Orishe. So if Mitzad Asura Olam, she becomes Asura on the husband, so the Kedushin should be Poka. That's what Rashi says. So Teisve says Masikam Rashi. And Teisve says, what's the Raya? That Kedushin is Teves in his Seita, maybe Kedushin is not Teves in his Seita, but here she was Mikudesh from before, so maybe it's not possible. So what is Rashi Shite? So Rashi Shite is that where Kedushin is not Teves, so then it can be Machkia also. Whereas Teisve Shite is that even when Kedushin is not Teves, but so Kedushin cannot take effect, but if she became Mikudesh before she became an Elmo, and then she becomes an Elvo, so it's not Mafkiya Kedushin. It's not Mafkiya Kedushin. So it was in connection with this Shite of Rashi, that Rachova Setora, and he said that Rashi Shite is that when one is Mikadosh and Isho, so it's not one Chaleis, Leilam Voed, but every second there is a new Chaleis Kedushin. And Rav Chaim apparently did not agree with that, so Rav Chaim said to him, "A Bazir Rav Yoshe is Mazel Tavayich, and Lora Chos Nistav, it's a Chasmina." So, so but that is the machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, between Rashi and Teisves. So Rashi Shite is that if the woman is an Elvo, Kedushin is not Teisves in her. So even if the Kedushin was Chal before, and then she becomes an Elvo. So then the Kedushin is Poka, and according to Teisves, no, Kedushin is not Teisves in an Elvo. If at the time of the Kedushin, of the Maisa Kedushin, she was an Elvo. But if she became a Kodeshes, and then she became an Elvo to the husband, so the Kedushin is not Poka. Kedushin is not Poka. Now, according most Rishonim seem to agree with Teisves, not with Rashi. So that means that even if a woman is an Elvo, but if she is Kodeshes before, if she was Kodeshes before, the Kedushin is not Poka. So the same concept should apply to Zikin. The same concept should apply to Zikin. Now, of course, there is Kama Vikama Mishnes that Bachis Isho, there is no Zikin. Bachis Isho is no Zikin. That means, so all these Mishnes that confirm this Aloche, which is a double portion, that Bachis, that Achit, the Yisar, Elvo Bachis Ishte, is Matkia Ziko. So all these Mishnahs have reference to a case of Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, are married to two sisters, Rochel and Leah, and then Reuven died, and Rochel is Nifeles before Shimon, so there is no Zikah, because at the time of the Nifile, there is an Isar Achis Isho. So in other words, so then the Zikah has to be Chal. The Zikah has to be Chal. So it cannot be Chal. So it's like being Mikadosh. So the moment of the Nefilah when the woman dies, that's like the Maisik Dush. So we say just as Shimon couldn't be Mikadesh Rochel, because she's Nachis Isho, so Mimele, she couldn't become Skuko. Rochel couldn't become Skuko to Shimon. Because at the time when her husband Reuven died, so Shimon was married to Leah, the sister of her. Masheinke in the case of Shemeres Yovel Shekidish Ochi Vezachiso. Reuven, Shimon and Leah, the three brothers, Reuven is married to Rochel. And then Reuven died, Rochel and at the time when Reuven died, so Levi was not, so Leah, the sister of Rachel, was not Mikudeshes to Levi, and Reuven died. So then when Reuven died, so Rachel became Skuko to Shimon, and Rachel became Skuko to Levi. And according to Mandoma Yezike, so that means Midraise, there is a Kinyanish. So in other words, the Yovim can even be made for the Midori, and the Yovim can even Yarsh the Yivon. But it's not a king and ishes of Dush Midraise. Midraise is a king and ishes like the king and ishes of that a Melech has in the village, or the same king and ishes that a Goy has in his wife. There is a king and ishes. We don't have Ishtem with Ishes Chaveire, but it's not ishes of Dush. But if we say, so according to Rabbi Yudem saying that there is Zike, so Midraise is Zike. But Midraise, it's not ishes of Dush. So it's a different kind of ishes. But he has a king and ishes. So in other words, so when Reuven died, so then she became the wife, not the wife in Ishes of Dush, but the wife like the king and Ishes of Plakshes that the Melech has in the Galagish. So she became Knuyo to the Yom at that moment. And we saw that according to Mandoma Yezike, so in one sense, the king and Ishes is more than the king and Ishes that the Norus has in Arus, because the Norus does not Yarshin, his wife. And Norus cannot be made for the Nidorim of the Aruse by himself, and Norus. He cannot. Only in Osu. And the Yovim can, according to Mandoma Yezike. So we see that this king and Ishes, according to Mandoma Yezike, is not only a king and Ishes of like Eres, but it's even more than Eres. It's like Nisui. But on one hand, it's more than Eres. On the other hand, it's not Ishes of Dushin. It's not Ishes of Dushin. So Mimele, the love of Ishishish and the Tiyu Vise or the chorus of Ishishish do not apply to, let's say, to a king and Ishes of Plakshus. But in one sense, the king and Ishes is a king and Ishes like Nisui, foolish, but not of Dush. So Mimele, Shimeres Yom, Shkidish Yom, Zachinso, when Reuven died, and Rochel became Skuko to Levi, so Mimele, at that moment, Rochel became, in a certain sense, Knuyo, as the Ish of Levi. Not in the sense of Gdush, but she became Knuyo, according to Mandoma Yezziko, to Levi. She became Knuyo to Levi. So in other words, so that key and Ishes, then, when Levi was Mikadesh, Leo, the sister of Rachel, so we asked the Kashe, why shouldn't the Zike be Boka? The answer is, according to Tesis and most Rishenim, so the Yisrael of Achesisho is only implies that Kedushin cannot be Tefes, cannot take effect in Achesisho. But if she became a Kodeshes before, and now, she all of a sudden, so she became an Achesisho, so the Kedushin is not Boka. So here we have that example. Because when Reuven died, so Rochel became the wife of Levi, in a certain sense, because she has Zike. Not the Mugeses, not the Mikudeshes, but the wife, like the Pelagish of Levi. Let's say, and the Eskion in her. So Mimele, she became the wife, so that Kinyan already took effect. So then, when Levi is Mikadish Leo, the sister of Rochel, so we cannot say that the Kinyan Ishes that Levi already acquired at the moment of the filling in Rochel should be Poka, because that's like the Kinyan, that's like the Kedushin being Poka as a result of the Yisrael Ervo that was Chal after she became Kedeshes. Here she didn't become Kedeshes, but it's another Kinyan that is like Kedush. So Mimele it cannot be Mafia. So all the Mishnas that say that the Yisrael of Achesisho is machia zike, so we only imply that that zike cannot be chal, because in order, if at the moment of the nefilah the yivone is an achisisho, so that means that the gdushin has to, something like gdushin has to take effect. Gdushin cannot take effect in achisisho, but if the gdushin took effect already and now she becomes an achisisho, so the gdushin is not poka. The kinyan ishes call it lakshus. So the kinyan ishes was already chal. So now she becomes, when he's mikavish leo, so she becomes, so Rochel becomes an achis isho after she became married. After she became married to Levi. In a certain sense, she's already married to Levi. The Yivone. Rochel is married to Levi. Because he has Zike. He can be made for her nidoni. He will yashun her. He's married to her. It's, in a certain sense, it's like the Nisua of Levi. So Rochel is like the Nisua of Levi. So, and now he's Mikadesh. He's Mikadesh. Leah, the sister of Rochel. So, of course, the Dushni statement is Leah. The Dushni statement is Leah. But that cannot be Mafkia. The key in Isha is that it was already Chal. Just as the Israel Wolf said, they could not be Mafkia. The Dushin that was already Chal in the woman who committed adultery later on. Even according to Rav Akiva. So that's the reason as to why Tesis and Rambam and Rashbo, I mean, say that Gdushin by itself, Rav Yitzchak Seira says, Gdushin by itself cannot be Mafkia de Zike. Because if Yezike, so Midrash say, she is Knuyo Kinyan Nishes, Rochel is Knuyo Kinyan Nishes, too late, as of the moment of the Nefilah. Then when later on is Mikadesh Leia, so she becomes an Achis Isho, but she is already Knuyote. Suppose she had been already Mikudesh Esteh, and now she would become an Achis Isho. So the Gdushin wouldn't be Poka. So that Kiyan Ishes cannot be Poka either. Cannot be Poka either. Alright, now, so that's why, what then Pesach says, Avol in Nosopo, she is the Gmuro, Poka Lazika Ligamre, because if he's Levi, if Levi is not only Me'aretz, if Levi is not only Me'aretz Leah, but he's Nesi Leah as well, so there is a king and gomor of Ishes in Leah. So Levi has a king and gomor of Ishes, not only of Eresim, but of Nisuin also. So in other words, so then we say that in as much as she is Knuyo, a king in gomo of Ishes, and it's a king in Ishes of Gdushin and Nisuin also. So of course, so that king in Ishes that Levi acquires in Leia is a much stronger king in Ishes than the king in Ishes that Levi had until now in Rochel. Even though the key and Zike that Levi had in Rochel was analogous in a certain sense to Nisuyin, the Gabi Aforas Dorin, the Gabi Yerushe, but it's still a key and Ishes, like Nisuyin, but not of Gdushin. But when Levi is Neise, not only the Kaddish Leia, but in his Neise Leia as well, so of course the key and Ishes that Levi has in Leia is much more predominant in every sense. First of all, it's a king of Ishes of Gdushin. Secondly, it's not only a king of Ishes that is not consummated as yet, there is Nisuin too. And what is the king of Zike that was before? That's a partial king, and she's not really his wife. So Mimele, if there is Nisuin, so it's Mafkia the Zike. And the ritual she is that even when there is Nisuin, it's not Mafkir. And Bitzad Achesisho, Bitzad Yisrael Achesisho, so the Rishenim agree with Teis Veshite that when can the Yisrael be Mafkir Abdushin if the Kedushin takes place when she is an Elvo already? But if the Kiyanish has took place before, and now she becomes an Elvo, so then the Kedushin that was already Chal is not possible. Is not possible. All right, now. Now the next thesis. Thank you, Daniel. Al-Mchayuei, the Yosel Livatil Mitzvah Sivon. He says, Vafilu Rav Gamliel, Yoma, Im Yano Miano, Meid Hoche, Shano Hosom, Shekvon Nisuolei. Now, what's that? So that is a Mishneh, a Mishneh that Kuftes. Shnei Achim Nisuim Rashi said, he more a mention. Daf Yitches, and Rashi mentions the whole Losh Namish. Daf Yitches, I'm down. Shnei Achim Nisuim Shnei Achoyei. Achas Deilo, Veachas Tano. So let's say Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Rochel Kedushin Dereis. Zigdeu, so Kedushin Dereis. And Shimon married Leo, Kedushin Rabbono. Dushemir, umeiz by Lashem Deil, then Reuven, the husband of Rochel, died. Vinoflo with Nibalaktano, so Rochel was Nifeles, before Shimon, the husband of Leo, the Ktano, in whom he has only Dushin Rabbonon. Milamdi Mesaktano, this is what Tanikame says, Milamdi Mesaktano, Limoin di Bailo, so we advise. Leo, the Ktano, who is Mikudesh, is only Midrabonon, to Shimon, that she should make him ill. So that will revoke the Kedushin Limafreya, Vilakan Israel. So Kedo Yavin Ezu, she is Sikud. Yavin Ezu, so then, she'll be able, so Shimon will be able to be Miyam Roche, as long as Leo does not realize immune. So that means so Rochel is the Achis Ishte. Achis Ishte mit Rabon. But Achis Ishte. So Mimela, how can he be Miyam Achis Ishte mit Rabon? She's a Suro, she's an Elbo. But if Leo is advised to be Mimayim, so that will have retroactive effect. So Leo will not be Shimon's wife. So then, Shimon will be in a position to be miyab roch. Like we say, okay, miyab mezu. She zikos or shel ze chmuro. Lesser akano. So according to the Rekame, so he cannot live with the... He cannot live with the Ktano. Why? Because if he lives with the Ktano, so he's bo alachis skukose. Alachis skukose. She's because she shall zuch more less a tanolo. She will hold on the sea of moon, she will demoy, who can't wait to see you has to see. This is what Tanakam says. Kadam Lila in me and the mirror. If she's me mine, we don't advise her anything. But if she, not saying her thing, decides to be mine, so that is a constitutional matreya. So me mele, then she can be me and the day or rocket. But if she's not me mine, we love. If she's not me mine, so tamkin deilu achetagdil ktano. Achetagdil ktano. So Rochel has to wait until Leah becomes a deilu. V'yivei. So the yiyuk dushin gmurim. So then Shimon will realize dushin deraisek dushin gmurim in Leah. So then Rochel will become an achesishtei midraise v'teitzek deilu amishim achesish. So in other words, so we see ein zikeh midishor ktane olei. Alright, so Avon Chai Loi Di Osea Levatel Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that even Rabun Omara, who says in Zike, so still, so is muter biachis yivente liachar misas yivente, because in Zike, but bichay yivente, he's not allowed to marry the mother or the sister. Al Mechaim lo yidosh levatel mitzvah yivomim, because if Mechaim of the Yivomim, he marries the sister of the Yivomim, so male the Yivomim becomes Achis Ishte. So then there is neither Yiv nor Chalitze. So in other words, by marrying the sister of the Yivomim, he in effect puts an end to the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of either Yiv nor Chalitze. And that is us. So it appears from that Gemara that that's a Dova Pshites, everybody can see. Even those who say Ein Zike, but so Lacha Mitzvah Yivente is allowed to marry, Ein Yivente, But b'chayiv and things, not allowed to marry the sister of the Yivame, because by marrying the sister of the Yivame, he'll put an end to the potential fulfillment of mitzvah Yivame chuit. So he says, so Tesis was bothered by Kashe, but we see that Remeir holds that one is allowed to marry the sister of the Yivame, and that he is not cheshish for the Yisrael bidul mitzvah Yivame. Because Rabbi Gamliel says, "In miyano miyano v'imlav," so tamtin deyla achetagdil ktano v'yivel v'yed gushim gmurim v'teitzik deyla mishimachis isho. So in other words, he can continue living with his wife the ktano. But how can he continue living with his wife the ktano? So she is the achis kukosei, So afilu Rabbi Gamliel diomar. So he says, not only he can continue while she's a ktano, tamting deyla achetagdil ktano v'yivel. So even when she becomes a deyla, so he can live with her. But then when he's born, well, so then he's mafkia the zikel gamre. So he's mevatel mitzvah. So v'afil Rav Gamliel domar imiyano miyano. So we see v'imlav tamting achetagdil v'yivel, but he's mevatel. The mitzvahs even. So meidach. So he says, that even Rambam Gamliel is made that there is a nisya of bitul mitzvahs even. But why does he say there that he can be poor and be mivateil there and put an end to the zikah? Shana hosom shekvon yisuel. In other words, actually, you see, because it's not that Rambam Gamliel is chelik on the whole din of bitul mitzvahs even. But Rav Gamliel holds in that case there is no Yisrael of Bitul Mitzvah Yivame, because the Ktano right now is married to him in Rabbanon. So Memele, since she is married to him in Rabbanon, so that means as far as the Rabbanon is concerned, according to Rav Gamliel, as far as the Rabbanon is concerned, so Memele, there is already a Kozi. But the Rabbonon cannot mitigate any derisa. But in as much as the Yisya, or as the Yisya of Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim is itself only an Yisya of the Rabbonon, so vis-a-vis that Yisya of the Rabbonon of Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim, we say she is already an Achis Yisya. There is no Zika. Of course, we cannot say it midraisa, there is no Zika. Because a Rabbonon cannot mitigate the zikah of the raise, but it can put an end to the zikah of the Rabbonon in regard to Yisrael Rabbonon. So of course, let's say she is not allowed to get married. Let's say Rochel in the case of Rav Gamliel. So she, Rochel, is not allowed until Shimon's wife, the Tano, becomes a Deilo, and Shimon consummates the Dushin, so that it becomes Dushin with the Raise. So Rochel is not allowed to get married with Shuk. Why? Because with the Raise, she is still a Skuka with Shuk. And with the Raise, the Zika is not Poka. The Zika is not Poka as a result of the fact that Rochel is the sister of Leo, who is his wife in the Rabbanon. Because Midraise, Leo is not his wife at all. Leo. So it cannot terminate the Zika Midraise, but Midrabbanon vis-a-vis Yisur Midrabbanon. So the Ishes, the key and Ishes that Shimon has in Leo, Midrabbanon in the Ktane, so he absolves the Zika vis-a-vis the Yisur Midrabbanon of Bitul Mitzvah Yivame. כי דיומה בסמוך ויש לו אם אדם פה פי שעשה איזה בסמוך צריך עשה הוהם עשו דהם עשו דמיי זיקה החמיס דמיי זיקה החמיס אינם הוא עושה דזיקה ברדי ליפק why? Because with this, whatever is true of real issues that let's say all the arayas so arasura is in lacham is a sishtei so one is also bachamese even lacham is a sishtei so if we say yezike so zike is also in issues so it also continues lacham is it also can be lacham is right now the Yerushalmi the Yerushalmi here in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph in Yevomes says that yes zike but the zike is only in effect as long as the Yevomi lives but in the moment the Yevomi dies so the zike is gone. In other words like the Salke Daitoch in Naal Gimor but in Naal Gimor it's only Salke Daitoch I could say but Al Yibidemes it's not like that but the Yerushalmi there is a mandoma who says that yes zike so mimele b'chai yivemte so he's not allowed to marry achis yivemte not only because of bitum mitzvah yivamim but because of an iser of achis kukosei but l'achar shemeiso yivemte so he's allowed to marry the mother of the yivam. In other words the Yerushalmi is chelik anahogimah and the Yerushalmi holds that the zike, but only b'chayim. But la'achamise, the zike is poka. Now, last time I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Rivom and the Rid in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yudalet, and you'll see the same machlekes. You'll see that machlekes mentioned in Rivom is Daf Nun Hei. In Daf Nun Hei, it is this also. So in other words, the Rivom shite is that when a wife dies, so the marital relationship is terminated. Just as the marital relationship is terminated in Gerushin, so death also terminates the marital relationship. And the Rish says, no, Sherekai Rahman. Sherekai Rahman. So in other words, the marital relationship is not terminated. So if we say, so we said, according to the Rivon, that Nise terminates the marital relationship, so what is the pshat? In the Gzeres HaKosuv, that one is allowed to, is forbidden to marry Chameise, even Lacham is a sister. Not because she is the mother of his present wife. She's not his wife. But, that's the Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Torah assert the Chameise of a heretofore wife. So, Memele, we have to say, now let's say according to our Gemara that if yes zike, so even Yivomo Shemeiso is asur b'imo, is also b'imo, so it's for the same reason, because if yes zike, so that means he had a kianishes, he's like his wife, he has a partial kianishes in the Yivomo, and so just as in regard to a real wife, a full wife, so the Torah declared asserted even the Torah asserted the kreves ishtei of the heretofore wife, even though now he has no kinyanishes in her, so in regard to zike too, so she's asuro even the aim of heretofore skukos. According to the Ri says that the marital relationship continues even after the death of the wife, so the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosuv that Chameise is Asuro even Lachamise Sishte is because she is right now the mother of his wife. Because there is still a Kianishes. There is a marital relationship. So the Gabi the Iser of Krevitz Kukose is the same thing. Because the just as the Kianishes of Gdushin continues after the death of the wife, so the kianishes of zike also continues after the death of the Yivam. So the Yerushalmi, now the Yerushalmi is chelik, and the Yerushalmi holds there is a man from the Yerushalmi who says that yes zike, but only the chayim. But But lacham is not, so that one Roman Yerushalmi holds that if there is real ishes, so that ishes, that kiyum ishes does not terminate with the death of the wife. But where the ishes is not a full kiyum ishes, it's a partial kiyum ishes. It's not an ishes of kedusha, it's a kiyum ishes of zikir. So that kiyum ishes is poka with the death of the wife. That's the pshat in Yerushalmi. All right. Now we're up to the Gemara, where we left off. Now we left off Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, seventh line from the top. Vosev Rabune Bachir, Oso B'mayna, Umeiz, Shviyo Chiletzes Uloi Misyabemes. Our Mishnah. So if he made Dushin, if he realized Dushin, Dushin Keset, Dushin Shtar, Dushin Shtar, so Shni Ochiletzes Viloi Misyabemes. The Siyem is the Chilesim, the Taimid of it, Bamaim, Holy of it, Bamaim, so Shnei Yoname, Yuyud, Memiyame, Vi Amret Yezike, so even without Maimer, even without Maimer, so Shimen is considered as being the Konus of the Yivome. So Havale Yitzora, so the other way, and then when Shimon died, and then and Levi is already Be'elom, Havale Tzoras Ishesochim Shlohoya Be'elom Be'zik. Because if he has Zik, so that means without him, she's considered his wife. Not his wife, Al Bigdush, but Kirishes. So Mimele, so even if he didn't make a mind there, so why do we say that Shneo, the wife that Shimon had, so the Tzore, can be misyabemes by Levi? Why? Because she is not the tzorer for the tzorer shloim belomei. She is the tzorer shloim belomei. Because our pidin is considered as his wife, even without dush. Here's a key in it. Have a tzorer shloim belomei. Omar Rabbe, who adim da avakal goyobet b'mayna. Yishni emich letchom tzeiv umeloyirab. Tehod ikton emaymea, lafuke mebishav. Di amre mayma kine kinin gomu, komash milon. Now let's see the Rashi. Also, b'mayne must listen. Mech letzcholze noch. Yivu melo yimav and avetzor eselva bezike. Shech shenof lefne ochiv kide meise. Yivu niske kalinas ishtor lishte bezike. V'hav hashte hach nochi. So it's considered as see if he already made gdusht in the Yivome. So memele the other one, the shmi or the nochis, should have it in avetzor eselva. V'hav hashte nochis ligabei. So I sell what we should see case you also lachim bof. So I sell lachim. We be the shama if they call it lachim. The shama yemri ishtim alo zot tits mishachis isho. So now we say according to the shama it's a mind that is kine kine gomu. So she becomes his wife with the reise. So we tebe so I sell what we tifte raf nachmitze. Komash. Eiswe. Eiswe abai. Shnei achim beilom. Beilom echot. And they are Be'elom Echot. So they are both, they both had a common life together. And then Reuven died, Be'elom Vlad, Be'elom Adasheini, and Shimon tried to make a mind to be Mikavish, Rochel, the wife of Reuven. Last is my Mavim. The Reuven is because he didn't manage. The Reuven is because he's born. So then, Levi was born before he managed to make it to realize in Maimer, in Rochel, Umeis, and then Shimon died. So he's Shein or Yitzim Shimon is Sochel Shloim Lomei. Ushniyo, or Yicheletzes is Misya Bemes. So the Shniyo, the wife of Shimon, so it can be Misya Bemes. Vi Amrat Yezike. So it should be considered as Shimon had married her already. So Mimele Havali Torah says, "Sort of Shloim Belomei Bizike." Bizike. So why can she be Misya Bemes? So in Morgiz Eteret, it's a manner of Meir. The Omar in Zike. So this price according to Rav Meir, and Rav Meir Shita is in Zike. Now let's see the Rashi. Matzen mit Lach und Meisi Shishini und Isha Achen, es sind noch Schnee und Nea Nela. Wie sie geschnitzt kurz hin und Nea Meisi, das ist so Licht. Rebeier, ihr Rebeier, kommen alle auf Reise in Pirkin. Doch man kann nicht, was ist der Rabade? Und Meisi Lach, was nicht so. Doch es sei für die Rebeier. So Rebeier Holz. Ein Sieg. Ein Sieg. So die Mora ist die Kasche. Und Miesel, Rebeier, ein Sieg, Vatnan. Abo Achim. Vorbeides. Ruben, Schimme, Levi, Jud. Schneim, Hemmi, so in Stea Holz. Ruben was married. To Roch, Shimon was married to Leah, Umeisu Amsu in Achoitz. So, then Reuben and Shimon both died. So Rochel and Leah were both ladies from two different bodies. They were both ladies. Hare Lochel says, Veloy Misiab Meis. So that Lochel is that neither Levi nor Yehuda can be miyabe in either Rochel or Leah, because if either Levi or Yehuda will be miyabe in Rochel, so he'll be miyabe in Achis Kukosei, because Leah is also Kukosei. If he'll miyabe in Leah, he'll also be miyabe in Achis Kukosei, because Rochel is also Kukosei. So Memele both have to get chritze, but neither one can be miyabe. This al kudai kach sovereb meya. En zike hane mitri bate kasi. So hayu yab mchode, vahayu yab mchode. Weil wir haben Chode. So, in other words, so let one be Yabim one and the other one be, let's say Levi be Yabim Rochel and let Yehuda be Mirab Levi or vice versa. So too, if it's Miyabim, it's Miyabim Achiz Kukosei. But Kukosei is not like Nusosei in any way. Even with Rabbanon, it's not like Nusosei in any way. So the Gemara gives a teres Levi or Meinzik. Mishum Dikosova also Levatel Mitzvah Yivon. Why? So the reason is why, let's say, Levi cannot be Miyabim Rochel, because if we allow Levi to be Miyabim Rochel, then, let's say, right after, Levi is Miyabim Rochel, so Shimon will die. That's what I mean, so Yehuda will die. Yehuda will die. So then, Levi will not be able to be Miyabim Leah or to be Chelitz. I mean, because the Zikah will be Poka. So in other words, so the fulfillment of Mitzvah's Yiv Moch Litze will be defeated. And so it's Osea. I mean, it's remarkable. In other words, here, there is only in case, in the event that Yehuda will die, yet Yehuda will die immediately after Levi is Miyabim Rochel. So then the fulfillment of the mitzvah of either Yiv Mochlitza will be the fear. But if he will not die, then it will not be the fear. So because of the possibility, maybe Yehuda will die immediately after Levi will be Miyabim Rochel, so the Chachomim Aser. So this is because the question, whether we are Shishlim Shem Yomus, we are not Cheshish, but it's so, I mean, I wouldn't say it's difficult, because that's the way the Chachomim are Misake, but it's remarkable that the Chachomim assert Bitul Mitzvah Yibim on the basis of Yichshoshim. Maybe someone will die. Mishikusom Arosol Vat Mishivom, and Yitil Madiyam Chad Maisidov, Vikob. The Kabbalto Mitzvah. Now let's see the Rashi. Umeisu Ansuyim Shtei Achoyz, Vinofu Shtei Yachat Vneach, Vlo Misyad, Mishtavai Yizkik Lahai, Vitavai Yizkik Lahai, Vinofu Shtei Chode, Kopo Gavach Yizkik Kos, Mitzvah Bate, Mishnei Achim Nof, Leilo Min Zik, Vodi Koma Vlo Misyad Meiz, Mishum Dios Alevati, Mitzvah Sivom, Vi Amret Liyav, Hai Chode, Dilmo, Maise, Idoch och. So if Levi will be Miyabim Rochel, maybe Yehuda will immediately die. So Veloy Miyabim Idoch. So in other words, so Mele Levi will not be able either to be Miyabim Leye or to give Chlitze to Leye. But she will not need any Chlitze. She will not need any Yidin, she will not need any Chlitze. But that means that the mitzvahs chlitze or yivim will be defeated. So that's us. Hilker hamrin lekamei chaleitz. Di name ma'i sidoch So we tell Levi, you should give chlitza. Dina me ma'isino, hodna chay chelis v'cholitzlo. Umidino libosal chlitza likamo, motzi yidach liyivume. Da'ashte mikayim mitzis yivom mitavaye. Elob zeyin adil mo'osal yivayivume bereish. And even if it's yivume bereish, so then there is only a chshash. Maybe the other one will die. So the Chachomim went so far to answer the possibility of the frustration of mitzvah yivum. So the Gemara says, "Kashe v'yein zike tivate." So the Rav Gamliel Eimer, "Ein zike u'muta levatel mitzvah yivum." Ditnan Rav Gamliel Eimer, "Miano miano v'lo yemiano tamti na chitagel titalezum shvachis isho." Amalei, the Rav Gamliel Eimer promises. Hore kamrino, Rav Meir chayish apilu lisveike. Rav Gamliel apilu levadel chayish. So as Stasis pointed out there, it doesn't mean that he rejects the whole Yisrael of Bittu Mitzis Yivim. In other words, he rejects the Yisrael of Bittu Mitzis Yivim in the case where mid Rabbonon there is a mitigation of the Zik. So vis-a-vis the Yisrael Rabbonon Bittu Mitzis Yivim, we say the Zik is already Pok Alikule, we say. But, so Ram Gamliel Afil Vadu Lechayis. So, so Dilme Mandu Lechayis Afil Vadu Lechayis. Now let's see the Rashi. We in Zik, the Lesley is a Zik, the Batum is a Sivom. The Loyich was long. The man the Lesley is a Zik, the Chai Shtam, the Batum is a Sivom. The Ramil, the Shamil, the Zik, the Ramil, the Shamil, the Ramidom, the Mutal Batum is a Sivom. The Ramil, the Ime. Shnei Achim, the Shnei Achoy, the Achaz Deu. The Achastano, Achazil of Achastano, Umeis Bailo Shel Deilo, the Noflo with Nibalaktano, Milam di ma taktano li moim bi bailo vi lake mi sueo ki do yabe me zu she di koso shel zu chemuro les raktano olo shelo hoyu mi suim gmurim shemo ti moye. Now this is very strange, this expression in Rashi, shemo ti moye uli kach uli teitze yezu mishvach in sisho. Why did Rashi have to inject that expression? I mean, it was all well without that expression. So he says, Shalohoyon Yisrael Burim. Why? Because it's Nisuim Mid Rabbonon. So Mid Rabbonon said, Dektano is not married. He's not married to Shimon. Not married to Shimon at all. So Mimele, he cannot live with her. I mean, here he's discussing Tanakhama, not Ramdam. So he cannot live with her. Because if he lives with her, he's born Achei Skukose. Achei Skukose. What do we say? No, she's not Kukosei, because she's a Achis Ishtei. What kind of Ishtei is she? She's an Ishtei Rabbonon. Midraise, she's an Ochriot to him. She's not his wife. So Mimele, but Midraise, Rochel is his Kuko, and Leah is only his wife Midrabbonon. So why does Rashi have to mention Shemot Moin, and let's say she'll never be Moin? There is no Mir, but she's still only Mikodeshes Midrabbonon. She's only Mikodeshes Midrabbonon. So Mimele, he cannot. So he says, Ulikach, he says, Loiteitze Yezum Shvachis Isho. Why Shemot Emoein? And suppose there is no Miun? There is no possibility of Miun? So still, she's only, Tektano, Leye, is only married to Shimon mid Rabbonon. Mid Raisa, she's not married to him. So Mimele, Rochel, who is Kuko to Shimon mid Raisa, cannot be considered as a Achis Ishtim mid Raisa. So why does Rashi have to mention? Why does Rashi have to mention Shemot Emoei? Why does Rashi have to mention Shemot Emoei? So that word, so we see a big chiddush of Rashi. I mean, I wouldn't say it, but from Rashi we see that chiddush. And that is in line with the same lomdes that Tesis mentioned here, that the time is based. So we explained it. Because mid Rabbonon, she is his wife. So Mimele, Rochel, So, in other words, so Leah is mid Rabbonon, the wife of Shimon. So Mimele mid Rabbonon, Rochel, is the Achis Ishtei. So Mimele vis-a-vis the Yisad Rabbonon, people mitzvah Yivonim. So that, the fact that she is Achis Ishtei, mid Rabbonon, terminates the Zike. Of course, the Rabbonon cannot be effectively Kules against the Raise, but vis-a-vis the Yisad, people mitzvah Yivonim, which in itself is only Yisad Rabbonon, So the Ishes, the Rabbonon that Shimon has in Leah, prominent to the Zik vis-à-vis the Israel, relative to the Israel. Spoteisve says it in connection with Rav Gamliel. So apparently Rashi is applying a similar on this in connection with Tariqa. In other words, Rashi appears to be saying that if the Kedushik Tano had been irrevocable al demiyun, so then by applying the principle of Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun, so that words we would be applying the principle of Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun Likur. The Zvi Chemed has a whole collection of tshuvos from daily as to whether we say Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun Likur. Of course, it only means Likur vis-à-vis et Rabbonon. We certainly could not say Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun Likur vis-à-vis et Raisa. But he has a collection of tshuvos, the Zvi Chemed, as to whether we say Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun vis-à-vis the Rabbonon Likur. So apparently Rashi is saying here, even a little Tanikame of Rabbi Gamliel, that had the Kedushin in the of the Ketano been irrevocable Kedushin, so then we should apply the principle of Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun Likur. Even the Kume. So vis-a-vis and Nisar Rabbonon. So Mimele, so Rashi says, the only reason as to why it's the issues that Shimon has in Leah the Ketano is not Mavkia, the Zike that Shimon has in Rochel vis-a-vis the Yisad Rabbonon of marrying Achis Kosei, which is only an Yisad Rabbonon, because all the Rishonim point out that even a Korik Mandoma Yezike, so the Yezike with the Raisin manifests itself Ligabe Aforas Midor and Ligabe Yerushe, but not Ligabe Achis Kosei, that's only an Yisad Rabbonon. So in many ways, if the Gdushin, the Kinyan Gdushin that Shimon has in Leia the Ketane had been irrevocable Gdushin, so then, with the Rabbonon, it would be the same Kiyanishes as the Kiyanishes of Kedushin that one has in Egdelo and the Reise. Except that in Egdelo he has with the Reise, and here he has only Rabbonon. So then, even Ram Gamliel would say that the fact that Rochel is an Achis Ishtim the Rabbonon, a real Achis Ishtim the Rabbonon. So that should put an end to the Zike relative to the Yisrael of Achis Kukosei. It could not put an end to the Zike relative to the Yisrael of Yerom Leshup, because that's the Raisa. But relative to the Yisrael of marrying Achis Kukosei, which is the Yisrael Rabbonon, so the fact that Leah is the Ishtei Gmuro of Shimon, so that makes Rochel and Achis Ishtei Gmuro mid Rabbon. So the Zike should be Polka relative vis-à-vis the Yisar of Achis Kukosei. But the only reason is why the Kame says that it's not Poka, is because even with the Rabbonon we cannot apply the principle of Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun, because it's a different kind of a Kiyum Kedush. This too, there is Kedush with the Rabbonon is Chal in Ketano, if it's done with the food of the mother. But that is a different kind of a Kiyum Kedush. This is the kind of a Kedush that can be an old. It's a Kiyum Kedush that can be old. The Kiyum Kedush with the Reise cannot be an old. And this can be an old. So in Mele, we cannot apply the principle of Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun. Because when can we apply the cloud of Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun? Let's say, the Shem say, I'm mentioning it only the Yerach Moshe. Let's say that all those, the Rabbonons, that are Oseah, let's say in the Rishus Arabim, are also Oseah Mikamos. Why? Because Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikun. For example, Midraise Shnaim Sosu Milocho Yvze Yochel Vze Yochel. So there is no Issa Miloch. Midraise Shnaim Sosu Yvnaim Sosu Yvze Yochel Vze Yochel. Let's say, suppose two men would carry out a Sefer in the Rishus Rabbi. In Rishus Rabbi on Shabbos. Why the Chayv Achatos? Because it's Zey Yochel Vze Yochel. So Mimele, they're not Chayv Achatos. But Midrabon Mitzosah. So many achrim say, there's a machlekes achrim on that, but many achrim say that this is also a midrabanon, even the kavlis. And we do not say it's exele, because even the rishis rabim shnayim shosu osam midrabanon, in kavlis, even the yochit shosu, he's also on the rabanon. So mimele shnayim shosu the kavlis, exele, because we say, kol v'tikin rabanon kin reisit. So over there we say it, because kavlis midrabanon is like rishis rabim midrabanon. Mashein came here, so the kedushin, the rabbonon in the ketano, shenisayis al the ochiyo v'imo. So even with rabbonon, it's not mamish analogous to the king kedushin that's midraise, because the king kedushin midraise cannot be a revolt, it cannot be an old, and this can be an old by the ketano by simply making a declaration in the rates of the plane. So the mainly we cannot apply the principle of kodikin rabbonon in the raise. But if the halacha had been that the kedusha ketano are irrevocable, so then even Tanakame would say that the zikei spoke of vis-a-vis the iser of achizkos. Now we have such an example where the kedusha is with rabbonon, but it's irrevocable. Now the halacha is like this: if someone married a ketano al the achiyovim, and then the ketano became mikdelo. So the halacha is if boleo, so we say the presumption is that he intended to make the beer lishen dushin, so it's new dushin, so she becomes the deshes with the rice, so she's nishim the rice. But suppose he dilo beloy boleo lacha she dilo, she still cannot make me. And then it's the only thing that can put an end to the ishes, to the dushin, which is only with rabbonon, is a get. So in other words, the halacha is that kedushin miyun, which are different from kedushin deraisa, not only in the sense that one is deraisa and the other is rabbanon, but it's a different kind of gilishes. It's revocable kedushin. It can be annulled through miyun. So that kedushin de rabbanon is a unique kind of gilishes as long as she remains ketana. But the moment she becomes a gdelo, even though there was no new kedushin, so it's not revocable anymore. So we see that the moment she becomes a gdelo, then the king and nishes, the king and kedushin, the ketano, becomes mamish like the king and kedushin in a gdelo. But only thing is, the gdelo it's with Aise, here it's with Rabbanon. So in such a case, now let's say so, from this Rashi we have to say that even according to the Kami, let's say Shtei Achoyis, Achas Deilo, the Achas Ktano, Umeis Bailo Shok Deilo, the Noflo, with the Bala Ktano, and then let's say number of months elapsed, and the Ktano became Gdeilo, but the Bala Ktano was Loibolel. So then it's already irrevocable. So then the Gdushin becomes Midrabonon, real Gdushin. So then we apply the aloche of kol v'tikin rabbonon kein d'raisa tikin, and then so is teitzi ezum shemachis isho. That's a very big chiddush, but it's mashma from Rashi. Betul Ram Gamliel Eimer imi anemirno it is yam magdelo v'im lav tamtin kdelo ad shetagdi oktano v'yivle v'yiv shemurim it is kdelo shemachis isho al mein zike mit nishor ektane olei alei umut al vatum tzivame uramei aname yisovar in zike limen an umut al vatum tzivame. Because Gemara before mentioned that Ravuna in the name of Rav said that Tamezin, Shemore Shiyom, Shemore Shiyom, Shemore Shiyom, Shemore Shiyom, and then Rav Yude didn't mention Rav Yude. Vishemi, but I just have Yude. So he says Shemaras Yom Shemei, so Asur Abimo, because yes. So Abaye said Rav Yisei, Hod Rav Yude, so it's not Rav Yude's own Shite, it's Rav Yude Mishem Lishmuel. Hod Rav Yude Mishmuel. Now Shemaras Yom Shikim Shachim Sachim, so Mishim Rav Yim Seir Omru, Eimri Miyam Tein, Ad Shiyasu Achicho Maise, Vyom Ashmuel Aloch Rav Yim Seir, Om Alei, Did Rav Mai, the Rabbi, so it's Kashi the Rabbi, the Rav, the Rav, the Rav, the Rav, the Rav, So kind eat man, mishmei di shmuel behed ye, mishmei di raf kamaroye, lo ishaf kino mishmei di shmuel behed ye, u mikminan kamaroye valib de raf. So in other words, so this the Gemara established that the Rabbi Yudes, memre, that Shmeres Yovishe Meiso is a sura b'imo, that's really Shmuel's memre. That's really Shmuel's memre. Omer Rav Kan, Amrit el Shmatze Kamed Rav Zvi, min Adoye, that what? That it's really Shmuel's memre? Omer Atun Hoche Maslito, Alam Behedi Maslito. Did you say that it's Shmuel's memre? I mean, we were told that Rav Yudek spelled out this aloha in the name of Shmuel. Behedi maslino mravino ma Shmuel Shmeres Yom Shemei Yisra Asur Bihimo al mekesom ha-yizik v'yaz Shmuel itamei ma Shmuel aloha in Yavidem Seh. So the question is, so why the Gemara have to mention two members? It's the same principle. Tzrich, we tzrich vi ashmino yizike ha-ava min ha-anem u-dechat al vitrelei v'komashmi vi ashmino aloha in Yavidem Seh ha-ava min ha-anem u-lemechay av lachamise pach lezike komashmelon yizike b'gdi loi pacha. Right. Ishmod Rabbi Yudah Mali Yosef Bihim Adi Yizik and Ishmuel. Ishmuel Ishmuel Rabbi Ishmuel Ehm. Loi Merav Da Benam Merav Ehm. Shemeres Yov Mamten Eslim Yid Yivom Shekin Ishochi Shel Yov Mnes Achi Yiso Acha Shem Afus Lufono Eim Roi Loi Mare Yisam Tum Nich Neis Lish Achi Yisko Koschoi Ad Yaso Achi Chomais Ad Yav Mo Achi Chosai Yivom Vitivo Kazi Koso Mimcho Al Mezika Oskola Achi Yiso Rabbi Yisrael Baye Vimishmuel Rav Omro Mai Tashuroch כרב עד רב, דאמר רבונה מרב ואילו מוטבים, אמרו אלינו רבונה ורבי יהודה תלמיד רבא ואופיגה עליו. כי נתבע משמי שמואל בהדי, אני מזיקן שמואל עצמי, אמרו, ותלמידי משמי, ומצאים ממנו רבי יהודה תלמידי, מכלל לא איזה שמואל אמר להי בדי. ומשמי דרב, התמק אמרו, יבטלוק שלו הפולית רב הונה, לא ישב כאילו, הורק מסליס לו. ורבי יהודה ליהו בסתום של איסקה שם רבי, וצריכיסו למידע כל רבי יהודה לשמואל. הורק הסיננם בהדי מסלילו, אבל שמואל תמי, כל רב כאן אמר, הנמי לחי, כל זמן שנגמוס אי קיינס.
שיר אין חסן יבמוס חוף גימו עדר בייס היטוב שלום אבוב מרץ 25th,
1976 on Thursday. Rabbi Bachir raised the question again, Rav Yude. Rav Yude said that Shemeres Yov Shemei also bring imo, that yesh zik. So Moshe Rabbi Bachir also b'mayim erumeis, shmi yochlet l'siyabem, how Mishne says. Time it over b'mayim, hol over b'mayim, so shmi yoname yivume miyavim. Vi amret yesh zik Havli Torah says, Torah Shalom Yivilom, and Bezike even without mine. So my Rabbi, who are being, I'm going to go over the mine now. Ishmi and Michlet Cholze, Yivum Elo Yivam. So Yivum Elo Yivavne, because she's considered like Torah says, Torah Shalom Yivilom. Ho dikton e mine now, Vapukim Bishamai. Yamre mine now, Kene Kingomo, Kingomo. So in other words, so then she should be potter even of chritze. So kamash, why did the maimer have booked in the shama? That maimer is not kene kine gomo because maimer is only kene a kine mirabo. Tell me, the maim tzorach lemisne b'shnei mikene is not booked in the shama. The common thing about achin is that the gimul achin shnayim and yisuyim shtei achoyis. Because on the name also of maimer, umeis. Cholatzul yisabenes. You come rabashe b'gmore. Do I didn't have to say my mind of the sick? But to the mind of African Bishama is so two Mishnes tell us the same thing. The Ishlema, the love Mishni is saying, have a daikino must listen keep passion. So that was according to Rav Yude, that here's it. So we say that with if not for the Mishni is saying, so we would explain the Mishni keep passion, the Mashma Dafke also of a mind. But Lulu said,
So, so the shmiro is misyabemes. The Rav the Omar. So that's according to Rav Yud. But according to Rav that says in zike, so far the misvora have a minute yes zike. The love. So why according to him do we have to? Does the Mishnah mention it twice? So according to Rav, it's the other way around. The Rav the Omar in zike sova the misvora have a minute yes zike. The love Mishnah is saying have a minon. The knockout also the maimer la fuke mi bishap. Omane Rav Meir, the Torah be saved with the Rav Meir Leil, the Porach Maslisna. So, the Torah be saved with the Rav Meir Leil, the Porach Maslisna, the Motsu Lishnu Yename, Omane Rav Meir, El Vinichal El Yitrutze Stomi Masins Kavos. Hane Mitri Vate Kasye. So, Haloshim Migumgen, the Mashma, the Efkel Lehem Lies in Baisechot. It's not Chayach, I mean, how could they be in Baisechot? You're not allowed to marry Achiz Ishtek. So, we'll have a name up today, Elo Vien Zeke, Haile Yamchot. All right. So the Gemara says that even according to Reb Meir, the Gemara has the Kashe, according to Reb Meir, that in Zeke, so why does the Mishnah say, Aguach, Shnaim hem Yisuyim Shtei Achoyes, Umei Yisuyim Suyim Achoyes, Hari Lechil Tzis Uloi Misi Abneis, and if it's in Zeke, so let's say, Ruvein and Shimon, Levin Yehudet, four brothers, and Reuven and Shimon were married to Rochel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon died. So let Levi marry Miyabm Rochel, and let Yehuda Miyabm Leah. So, if Ein Zike, so there is no Yisra of Achiz Kukosei. So the Gemara gives the Teretz that even though Ein Zike, there is no Yisra of Achiz Kukosei, on the basis of Midrabonon, on the basis of Achiz Ishtei, but it's still osa to be miyam because of bitul mitzvah shivom. Why? Because if Levi will be miyam rochel, then Yehuda might die. So then the only one left will be Levi, and then it shall require neither yivim nor chlitze. So the mitzvahs yivim chlitze will be bought. So because of that, the Chachomim said that Levi is not allowed to be miyav morach. Mishum kesova also levatul mitzvah siyom. Hodu loy Rabbi Akiva teisus says. The Rabbi Akiva kicholitz name botul mitzvah siyom mi mei sidoch. The dorish b'ferek achilitz. Beis chalutz anal hakosuf kore beise umidereise achiz chlutz havek achiz isha. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so achiz chlutzose is an erva midereise. Is an erva midereise. Now from that we see, I mentioned it last time, that from Rabbi Akiva's din, that achiz chlutzose has the din of achiz isha, so it's a raya that the reason as to why Achiz Chushose is Osea is not because when the Torah asserted Achiz Ishtei or Eim Ishtei and all the Sheish Kreves of the Ishtei, so the Torah Aser declared as Elvo, I mean the heretofore Eim Ishtei, the heretofore Achiz Ishtei, but the Torah asserted only Achiz Ishtei, and the Torah asserted only the Torah asked only Eimishte, but so you ask why if the Torah asked only Eimishte, so why is Chamise Yasur La Chamise? Because so according to the Rii, there is no problem at all, because according to the Rii, so the marital relationship does not terminate upon the death of his wife. But then you'll ask, so why is in Krushose Yasuro? Chamise Lachagirish Nishte Yasuro, and she's an Elvo? So we learn out from the Posik. So in other words, it's the same love, not that it's a different love. It's not a different love, but it's a new Isha in the same love. So the Raya, according to this Rishenim, is from Rabbi Kivestin. That Rabbi Akiva says that Achiz Chutzosei Achis Chvutza say, is an elbow, alright? He learns it out from Beis Chalutah now. So there is Xeras HaKosuf. So if we say that Achis Chvutza say is a new Yisea, it's not the Yisea of Achis Ishte, because she is the Achis of the heretofore Ishte. But it's a new Yisea, some in Meile. So this Xeras HaKosuf tells us that Achis Chutzosei, the same Yisera applies to Achis Chutzosei. But if we say that Achis Chutzosei is not a new Yisera, but Achis Chutzosei is Osea because she is the Achis of his heretofore wife, so how could Achis Chutzosei be considered as Achis Ishtei if we say that the Skukosei was Asur Midraisei? Was Asur Midraise before Chalitze? I mean that the Achis Kukose before he gave a Chalitze. So the Achis Kukose is Asur Midraise, according to Mandoma Yezike. Then we can understand. So the same, according to Rabbi Akiva, the same aloha that applies to Achis Ishtei Lach Agerish Nishtei, because she's the Achis of his heretofore wife. So even though now she's not his wife, it's Lach Agerish. So she's still an Elvo, the same Aloche applies to Achis Chutzosei, because before he gave a Chalitze, so she was Asuro, so even now, after he gave a Chalitze, Chalitze is also Asur. That's the Pshat Nexos HaKosuf. But all the Rishenim say the Rambam, Tafor Zayin, the Rashba Tafor Zayin, the Ritva Tafor Vov, I mean all these Rishenim, and then the Nuki Yisef, at the beginning of the second Perek, so he says that even according to Mandoma, Yezike, but Achis Kikosei is only also the Rabbanon. Even though the Chaliz Din Zike is the Raisa the Galoche, Ligabe Aforas Nidorim, Ligabe Yerushe, but Ligabe Arayes, it's only also the Rabbanon. So the Mele, so before the Chalitze, the Achis of the Skuke was not Asura Midraise. How can the Achis Chutzosei become Asura Midraise? So you'll say, that's the Xeras HaKosuf, Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Beis Chalutza now. But the question is, all right, the Xeras HaKosuf, but if she was not Asura Midraise, the Achis of the Skuko was not Asura Midraise before the Chalitze, and Achis Chutzosei is only Asura Midraise because of the same Yisera as before the Gerash. There is not a new Yisera. So it's not established that this is a Xeras HaKosuf, that Achis Chutzosei, there should be a new Yisera, when Achis Chutzosei there is no new Yisera. There is no Yisera. So according to the Ri, it's very good according to the Ri. According to the Ri, so in other words, when the Torah asked all the Arayas, Sheir Ishtei, so the Torah asked only the Arayas Sheir Ishtei presently, but not Sheir Ishtei of heretofore. And Lachamise, so they are Asureis, Lachamise they are Asureis, because they are still considered Sheir Ishtei. According to the Ri. Now, we have to understand according to the Rivom. Now the Rivom says, the Rivom Shite is that with the death of his wife, so the marital relationship is poka, and still is Asuro. All right, according to Rabbi Akiva, so there is no Sreife, so then there is still a Machlekes Rishenim between Rashi and the Rambam, as to whether it's Avkoi of Kores also, or it's not Avkoi of Kores. So the Amen Rishenim will say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So, Lacham is a Sishtei, Chamesei, is Mufke of Sreife, but of Kores, he's not Mufke, so she's still an elbow. So, and according to the Rivon,